Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and we all have to go to a staff meeting. Today is all about pranks, April Fools on the Teachers Off Duty podcast. Welcome to the Teachers Off Duty podcast. Today, we're all talking about April Fools and pranks that we've pulled on our kids, they pulled on us.
And we are joined again by our amazing guest, Ms. Megan Mayer, or the crazy creative teacher.
Hello, hello.
Do you have an introduction for me? Can you call me amazing, Lauren?
You're just Gabe.
This is Gabe.
I'm just kidding. We love you, Gabe.
It's April Fools. Yeah.
Just
no,
kidding.
And speaking of pranks, we actually kind of pulled a prank on Gabe last night at the Airbnb. So, like, we got in really, really late, and then Gabe's flight was delayed even more, so he got in later than everybody else. So, Tal and I had already chosen which rooms we were going to stay in, and the Airbnb has, like, 4 bedrooms. There's only 3 of us, so Tal basically closed all of the doors in the Airbnb.
You got to make it simple for Gabe, and, you know?
And, like, Gabe, like, would basically have to play musical doors to figure out which room was in.
It was pretty embarrassing and awkward because I walked into the Airbnb at 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my lovely host made it so I would have to guess which room I was going to be in and play
like
music.
Game show.
It was like a game show, but I was already crabby and angry, and Tal decided, yeah, this is going to be a good idea.
I didn't know. So what I did, because this was Tal logic at 3 a.m. And I woke up at 7:30, woke up at 7:45. Like, we got like 3-4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, we're going to be pretty
right
loopy.
Right now it is 5 o'clock. So what I did was the lights were on, and so I went and I turned off all the lights very loudly on accident. It sounded like I was slamming doors shut, and I kept the light to his room open, or like the door open, the light on, so he knew. Everything else was dark, and somehow he didn't realize there was like snacks on the bed. And then I had gotten us all robes. I asked everyone what their favorite color was, and we'd gotten robes. So when we're doing hair and makeup.
We had 2 really strange texts from Tal this week. he asked us, what's our favorite color? And then what is our middle initial?
Yeah.
I was like, what is he trying to do
here? I didn't
even
want to know the name, just the initial.
Then he asked for my mother's main name and my social security number. Like, this is really weird.
Yeah, yeah, so that what street strange. Did you grow up on, you know?
name of your first cat.
Yeah. Now he has no money. But I thought that'd be an obvious thing. And then this morning we were talking to him. He's like, yeah, I didn't know if this was my room because there was food on the bed and there was a green shawl on it. And I was like, it's a robe.
He's like, yeah, this shawl.
So uncultured.
Like, do you know what a shawl is?
I was so confused when I walked in. Like, oh, there's a shawl here in candy. I'm in the wrong room. And I was so attached. I'm like, well, so be it. Yeah. Lock at the door.
Goldie
there's killers
it.
In here. There's killers.
So you unintentionally played a prank.
It was a very, it was a sweet prank, you know?
Sometimes have you guys ever sweet. Played an April Fool's Day prank on your students?
Oh yeah.
What have you done?
I took a page out of Joe D's book and did the spelling bee thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I, like, we don't do spelling tests in the 5th grade. I know some of you out there are going to be like, what? But like, yeah, it's not like spelling is not taught in isolation anymore very much. So I was like, all right, guys, so it's April. It's almost the end of the school year. So we need to see how well your spelling abilities have improved over the year. So we have to do an impromptu spelling test. So it's okay if you don't know all the words, but I want you to try your very best. And I gave them like ridiculous words like Flugenhofer or like just something stupid. And then I put it in a sentence and I was like, I had to grab my Flugenhofer to go to the bus. And I'm like, and they're like, what the heck? And they like literally were shouting at me like, you cannot be serious. Like, I'm going to fail this.
Sorry.
I did the same thing with my kids when I was teaching 6th grade and it was awesome. It was hilarious. It's funny every time. And shout out to Joe D for inventing this trick.
Yeah,
it is so funny. No matter what age group you have, give it a shot because it's so funny.
One of my like first years teaching before TikTok, wanted to get creative and do like, you know, it's back when I had endless energy. And you know how you have your active screen and the kids can see your screen?
Yeah.
I'm like, forever would be forgetting to like freeze it and showing things you're not supposed to. So I'd come up with this whole plan. I made like a fake folder.
Yeah.
And in the folder were lots of other folders, and they were titled things like teachers who are secretly vampires.
Stop.
How to rob a bank.
Oh my God.
Teachers who would rob a bank with me. Students who are my favorite, students who smell bad, like just, and that I labeled so it funny. Top secret, right?
So funny.
So going along with my lesson, and I act like I've accidentally showed this file, and they're all freaking out. They're like, wait, click that one, click that one. And that's my so screen funny. Was not a touch screen at that point, so they couldn't yeah. touch it. And I was like, oh, April Fools. And they didn't believe me. They thought that these were like real files on my computer.
That's so funny.
The best part about this is I think my mom thinks I'm like always getting fired. So I had posted like a picture of the files on my Facebook, and because I had a bunch of teacher friends yeah. and I shared it and was like, oh, I did the best April Fools prank. And she saw the one about robbing the bank, and she calls me and she's like, Megan, you're going to get fired. Like, you can't joke about robbing banks. And I'm like, if I got fired for, like, everything I joked about, like, I would have gotten fired a long time ago. Right.
I would not be employed.
And the kids, they talked about it for weeks. They're like, just tell me, like, what? So funny. Who are vampires? Like, who are the ones that are vampires?
It backfired because yeah. they were like, no, you just got caught. Now you're trying to play it off.
It was like at least 20 files. I must have spent like a good hour.
It's the problem with like.
I'm writing that in my book because I'm going to do that now.
Yeah, I love that. You've got to do it. Like, I feel like on April Fool's, even then, they're not going to believe you because then you could just sit there and be like, no, it's April Fool's. I promise. Yes. I was doing a lesson plan. You know, anyone ever did like the leprechaun comes in and like mess up the classroom kind of thing? So we had done that, and I was like, okay, we were doing a dinosaur unit, and one of my colleagues had this giant dinosaur puppet. I think it was like a T-Rex or something, but it was huge. And so I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do for the dinosaur unit. I'm going to go through and I'm going to like use ink pads and like I've made little, you know, stamps. I went around the room so it looked like there was a dinosaur. And so we're just trying to figure out where the dinosaur is, and there was clues, and everything was like lasted a week long. And they hadn't seen this puppet yet, and I didn't think it was scary. So it was in the closet, and I walk up to the closet, and I jiggled it, but it's not like, I was like, oh, I think I found him. And I open it up, and it's like dangling there, and it's like screams. And I felt so bad. I thought they'd get excited, and they were petrified. I'm like, okay, this was the worst prank I've ever done.
Oh, no.
I'm like trying to calm them down. I'm like, no, no, it's a nice one. We can pet it. They're like, no.
Oh, no.
I should have done Barney or something. Yeah. That was less aggressive.
When we were over Zoom, I had this big project and the kids were all like in class. It was, you know, half of them were paying attention, half weren't. And I was like, okay, guys, so I really need you to focus for this next thing I'm going to say, because this is really going to affect your grade on this project. I'm like, okay, so when you go to do the paper, you need to make sure that you... And, like, I kept mouthing the words.
And that threw me up there. I thought I was having a stroke.
Yeah.
No. Wait, what? Is she okay?
I was, like, mouthing the words, but, like, pretended, like, my volume had cut out. And I just kept going. And, like, and also, make sure that you, because if you don't, you're going to, and, like, they were, like, funny. Wait, Mrs. Woolley, we can't hear you. And they're, like, yelling over the screen. And I'm, like, oh, I'm, like. And they're like, wait a minute. So what do we have to do? I'm like, weren't you just listening to what I said?
Wow.
And they were right? They were like, yeah, we were, but we couldn't hear you. I was like, no, that just shows that you weren't paying attention. I'm like, I'm a gaslight you.
Just like you gaslight me.
Yeah. Tables have turned.
Yeah. I eventually was like, you know, obviously, no, I'm just kidding. I did that to you.
We were talking about organic and inorganic materials. And I took them out.
A organic
and B organic materials.
You should always be organic.
It's very be typical of you. Yeah. I brought the kids out to the field, like outside of our school. And we're walking around. And like, okay, let's look for organic materials, like the grass and this and that. And I had taken a chocolate Clif bar, and I had broken off a piece of it and rolled it up so it looked like a turd. And I had set it in the grass. And we were walking through. I'm like, oh, guys, everybody, come look at this. And we all get down. I'm like, okay, so this is an animal dropping. This is actually organic. And they're like, okay, cool. And I pick it up. And I was like, yeah. So what you can actually do with these is you can eat them. And I take a bite out of it.
No.
And the kids just died.
I would scream.
Just died.
I'm surprised no one threw up.
Yeah.
And then I took a bite of it. And they're like, ooh, that's so gross. And I went, hey, yeah, you try a bite of it. And you toss it to a kid. And they just lose their minds. Just lose it.
That's
we
great.
We did it as kids, right? Like, I remember pranking teachers and stuff as a kid, and then being shocked when it happened to me. But yeah. I remember, like, in middle school, we there was like a privileged seating. So if you had like a certain GPA in middle school, you got to like go to a different section of the cafeteria.
I'm not sure I like the title of that.
I know, it was gross. They stopped doing this stuff, like, just like they don't call it gifted anymore. Because I'm like, this is such gross terms that we're using. But you got to go over there and you got to pick your seat, and everyone else was assigned a seat. It was really weird. It was a weird incentive, but. Do you guys know what a no-baked cookie is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we took the straws from the milk and we were like pushing it through the no-baked. So some of it was going into the straw. And then we took it and we pushed it out into the corner and we called one of the lunch like workers over, like, a rat pooped. And we're pointing at it and we're like, I cannot believe this. And she was like, that's not rat poop, but there's a camera up there and but I'm not kidding. By the next period, I was called on the office. I'm like, I thought it was just a prank.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh. My mom worked for the school. She was a social worker. I was like, I'm going to get grounded for making rat poop. Yeah.
The fifth graders, I feel like they aren't that clever yet.
Sixth grade, so I mean.
Yeah, see, it's that year gap. Yeah. They really learn a lot. No, but like, they're not that clever to come up with like these detailed ornate pranks. So like, they prank me on a daily basis in small ways. So like, when they come back from lunch and my door is shut, they line up outside of my door along the lockers. And while they're waiting for me, like almost every day, one of them will stand behind my door.
They think that is the funniest
thing. I know. And then I'll open the door and it'll touch their toes. And I'm like, get out from behind the door. And they're like, how did you know I was back there?
I wonder.
And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Maybe when my door hit your shoes.
It's like when a person. You really hurt them. Like, my kids will do that. They'll be like, oh, I gotta go to the nurse.
Yeah. Or they'll like, I'll be like eating my breakfast while they're eating their breakfast. And I have like a granola bar. And I set it down on my table. And I have one kid who does this every day. Like, I'll have my food and my coffee, and he'll walk up to my desk and do one of these, like, with a like a slow hand grab, and he's like acting like he can't be seen, and he'll start grabbing my food. I'm like, do not touch my food. And I'm like, but they don't come up with these like detailed pranks.
I had two students. This actually just happened. They came down to my classroom, and they were like, hey, can you sign a contract for us? I was like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, we want you to sign a contract that says you are okay with us pranking you on April Fool's Day. No matter what it is, you can't be mad. And I said, absolutely not. I said, that is a terrible idea. Like, oh, come on, do it. I said, never in a million years will I sign this contract.
No. Yeah, I'll give you my signature.
Yeah, not
gonna
do that.
Oh my gosh, when we do class rewards and stuff and they vote on their rewards, one of my kids, they always try to like get a yes day as a suggestion.
What's a yes day?
It's basically where I can't say no to them.
Oh no, that sounds unsafe.
Well, no, I straight up tell them, like, I am not writing that on this board for one reason. It's because of safety.
And there was this damn Netflix show that was a yes day. It's ruined it.
And they were like, okay, how about like a yes half hour? And I was like, I can't even agree to that.
No. I'm sorry. I did the yes day, but it was planned out with my students. Like, it was for views. And so it was like, you know, you're going to ask for pizza. They did earn a pizza party, but they wanted like the yes day. Yeah. So I was like, you're going to ask for pizza and I'm going to act like I just went and got it, but I already got it this morning. You're going to ask for a movie, but we already had planned it. So we had like ground rules.
Yeah.
And then the other rule was like, they all had to have their masks on because I didn't want to like film their whole face. But that was 2021, 2020, I still have students asking for the yes day. And I'm like,
I don't understand it.
They're fake.
It wasn't real.
It's not real.
I did it for the Vine.
We really did do those things. But it, like I said, it wasn't like, oh, you have to give me $1 million. It was, everything was planned out. And then my palms are
sweaty thinking of a yes day. It sounds like it would be, I can't imagine what a yes day. Oh my gosh.
A literal
The things
wreck.
They would ask for. Yeah. And for I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Not doing that.
It's crazy.
Do you think if teachers had a yes day, what would be on yours?
Ooh.
No.
Not go to the work.
Actually, I only have one yes.
Booze in the staff workroom.
Wait, I don't know why you're missing the entire like whole goal here. Don't go to work.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to not be at work today.
And
I just need one yes from you.
No, I still want to be there.
It's like, we've had teaching to do. Dang it.
Right. I just love my kids so much.
I just love them so much. I need to be there.
I don't do it for the income. I do it for the outcome.
I don't do it for the income. I do it for summers off.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Put that on record.
Summers off.
Just kidding. Yeah. Summers off.
I have a sticker on my laptop that says, I teach for the money and the fame. And my kids will come up to the desk, my students, and they'll be like, what? I'm like, well, I mean, I'm TikTok famous, so.
All the money, honey.
I'm like, I don't got money, but I got one of those things.
I always love hearing the stories about senior pranks. What are some of the craziest senior prank stories that you guys have heard of?
I've got so many.
I should back up. Did you do a senior prank on your teachers, like, when you were in high school?
Ours was dumb. Ours was so dumb. Class of 2012, you disappoint me. But, so, like, their grand idea was to, like, we'd be in class, and then every hour on the hour at, like, whatever o'clock and 12 past, because we were 2012, we would all leave class and, like, jog around the building going, class of 2012, and like just all through this, because our high school is huge, and it was just, it's four giant squares, so you could walk the whole giant square all together. So like that was their grand master plan, was, all right guys, it's 10:12, let's go walk and say class of 2012.
Hilarious.
I know, it was like on the news and everything.
I would have just not gone back.
Ours so was like on the verge of being a crime, and like, oh my gosh. I don't even know who planned it, but our big senior trip was, I think we went to Cedar Point, but then we also went bowling,
because
I'm from Michigan. Yeah. So
that's what we do in the Midwest.
It was senior skip day.
Oh,
so like we had to skip. We had to skip together. So our senior skip day was like we took, you know, buses over to like the local bowling alley.
They allowed you to do that?
The school like set it up.
They didn't let us do it.
They threw an expulsion when we tried doing a skip day.
Yeah. And we're like getting on the bus, and there's like this big commotion going on. And then we realize, because I wasn't one of the cool kids, believe it or not.
Neither was Tell.
I mean, we can be lame together.
And so then I'm finding out, like, the prank was that a bunch of the cool kids, like, stole the bowling shoes. And I'm like, you guys are so stupid. Like,
yeah, that's theft.
You have to give them your shoes to get your shoes back. Like, it made no sense.
So they didn't get bowling shoes, but they got, like, these probably some, like, nice tennis shoes and stuff over there.
It made no sense. I was like, I'm not a part of this.
You're pranking yourself.
It was the one time I was happy to, like, not be a cool kid.
I was definitely not a cool kid. I will say, by senior year, it was not as cool because I think I was nice to people, but I was homecoming king my senior year. Prank on me, though, my freshman year. I didn't know, because I was a freshman, I didn't know how the high school worked. I didn't know that they nominate the girl in earnest, but not the guy. It's a joke for the guy that they nominate. And so I thought I got nominated because they liked me. And then I go to the football field on homecoming, and they're doing it. And then my class bully, who's a jerk, crowns me with a tiara. And I had to pretend I wasn't on the joke.
It was like a movie.
It was like a movie. And I was, and then I like went there, and I took it off. And the homecoming princess at the time was like super nice. And I was like, I never want to do this again. And then senior year when I was nominated, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And
then they're like, I'm reclaiming this.
Like really, like you were nominated. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. I was like,
That's so mean.
I feel horribly like my worst nightmare in high school.
It was. I was humiliated. And
or
I was like,
so like someone asking you out and then it being a joke. Because that was like a super middle school thing. It was like they'd ask you out, and then the next day, oh, it's just a joke. So whenever I was asked out in high school, I was like, yeah, right. Like, you're
believe
just
it. It was, especially when you're on AIM. You can't read that. You don't know the tone.
That was the day.
Yeah, the pranks at my school, there were a couple that bordered, not even just mean, but dangerous.
Really?
Like, the one I remember the most was, there was this girl, and she, like, our auditorium hallway is also huge, and it's very wide. So she took a giant bottle of baby oil and dumped it all the way down the auditorium hallway. And it connects, like, that auditorium hallway connects the two giant parts of the school. So almost everyone walks down that hallway between classes.
Why would you do that?
Where did you get that much baby oil?
Right? I don't know. I don't know. Like, Babies R Us Depot? I don't
know. That's why there was a shortage.
Yeah.
So she dumps this bottle down the hallway, and then the bell rings. And people start walking down the hallway, and you just see people freaking going down. And, like, I'm not talking, like, they just slipped and, like, caught themselves. Like, people were falling on their asses.
Oh,
and
no.
It, like, they were getting hurt bad. And
it was one girl who thought it was funny.
One girl did this.
There's always that one person who thinks, like,
people could have really gotten hurt. And she ended up, they almost didn't let her graduate.
Yeah.
And she was not allowed to walk at graduation. Mm. They, like, banned her from graduation because of what she did. And she was suspended for, like, the last few days.
We had somebody at my high school. They had broken into the school and filled up Solo cups with water and lined the hallway.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
That's funny.
But janitors, they were not laughing about it.
I don't think it's legal.
Well, right. Like, also don't break into your school.
Who's breaking and entering?
Right. I think, like, one thing I will say is I don't think we have a lot of students that watch, but if you do, always talk to the custodians about it, because a lot of times they will, like, tell you how to do the prank in a way that's not going to make their lives harder, or know that you need to stay after and help
clean
with
it
that.
Up.
Yeah. Like, the... One of the neighboring schools, it's a farming community. They did the whole, and this is like something that I think so many farming communities do, where they release pigs into the school and they number them and you can't find the other numbered one. They had done that, but all the kids stayed after and was like, cleaned it. You know what I mean? So it wasn't just like this thing where it's like, but I don't, like, I feel like you have to let them in on it.
Yeah.
Like the baby oil stuff, how do you clean that up?
Yeah. Right. Like, it's not even funny.
Pranks aren't cool if it's a huge pain in the butt for somebody afterwards.
Or someone gets hurt.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a laugh.
Yeah. Well, like, it's like jokes when they'll say mean things to each other in class. I'm like, oh, I'm just joking. I'm like, jokes are supposed to be funny.
Right.
Like,
yeah, not just being hurtful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the person has to be in on, like, roasting someone. The person has to be in on the roast, which it makes it funny. But I don't know. Some of the stuff I'm like,
and I think,
y'all mean.
I think sometimes, like, with the senior pranks, like, I've noticed the schools that allow it and, like, set ground rules but allow the kids to, like, get that out of their system.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're less destructive.
100%.
And they're actually, like, decently thought out pranks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know, like, Brooke Rogers, Mrs. Rogers... that new teacher.
Okay.
She is over in California, and I think it was her that her school does the senior prank, and they allow the kids to, like, come into the school, and they just, like, they'll put toilet paper everywhere, silly string, they move all the chairs and desks around, but all the kids have to put it all back. And I think there was another school that does that, where they allow all the kids to, like, take all their papers and, like, stuff out of their binders, and they dump it down this main stairwell. Did you see that TikTok?
Yeah.
And then they all clean it up. Like, that's fine in my eyes. As long as you're cleaning it up, like...
It builds camaraderie afterwards to do it, too.
Yeah.
I remember we... So I don't even know how we pulled this off, but all the seniors were like... Was it our senior year or was it just a prank? We all, like, moved the clocks back. And then our teachers were like, oh, my gosh. Like, well, I can't believe time's going by. And we're cracking up. And we totally told ourselves, because I can't keep a straight face for the life of me. But I remember, like, not even kind of really thinking that what happens when you're released from class only 15 minutes early. You're just walking around the hall for the next 20 minutes. Like, but that was, like, a very harmless prank that, like, no one was. we're going to go walk the halls. For 15 minutes, just like
hilarious.
We went to the bathroom. I know.
So
like,
funny.
Our admin, one time, they pranked us, and we had a professional development day. And at the end of the day, it was we were in the auditorium, and we were getting ready to be done with the day. And so I think because our contract hours, we get out at 4:15, and I think it was 3:15. Mm-hmm. And our vice principal, she's like, hey, I got to tell you guys something. You're all going to have to stay after a little bit longer. We just found out from the state of South Dakota, we have to go through this new recertification thing. We've got two videos that we got to watch, and each of them are an hour and a half long. So sorry.
I would riot.
You're going to have to stay. And we're all like, are you kidding me? We really have to do this? And then she's like, nah, I'm just kidding. You guys get out of here. And it was awesome. It was that was actually a good admin prank.
I don't know why, but you just reminded me of a prank that a bunch of our staff played on our admin, like, this fall. So we had, like, our spirit week or whatever. Mm-hmm. We do, like, a twin day, and someone in the office sent out this picture of our three admin together. So we have, they're all males. So we have a male principal and then two male APs. And so they sent out this picture of them that kind of looks like, you know that movie Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Kind of like that, but it's of the three of them. And she goes, we're going to make t-shirts. And everyone, you know, if you want one, it's like $5, and we're all going to wear them and surprise them. And so we all were in the cafe that morning with all the same shirt. And then they walked in, and it was pretty funny. And it was especially funny because the kids all day were like, where'd you all get these shirts? And I'm like, Walmart. Like, they were over in the local section. Like, you didn't see
someone did that to my principal, but with, like, do you know the, from, I think it was from the inauguration, Bernie Sanders sitting, like, in the chair with the mittens. They plastered the principal's face as Bernie Sanders and just put it all over the school. It was funny.
You gotta be careful with those. Like, we did Elf on a Shelf, and, like, my class didn't do it. And so what they did as a joke is they made this, like, paper Elf on a Shelf. And my hallway, it was pre-K, and then second grade was in this side, and I think third grade was on that side. And so I thought it'd be funny one day when they were doing Elf on the Shelf to go into one of the classrooms, and it was, like, paper cut of an elf, and I put my face on it looking like this. Over the thing, and I had put
that
it
was
on
funny
there.
Teeth my face.
I thought it was so funny, and I put it in there, and the teacher's like, it scared me because, like, I would move it. And so one time she like walks in, it's like in the window looking at her. And I done messed up because then what they did is they took that copy of my face and they plastered all down the halls.
No.
And I was like, this is so embarrassing. It was during one of the programs too. So it's like everyone between like our kids didn't participate. It was like K through six. Like all the parents came and went to the gym. My face just lying down there.
Oh man.
That was a funny one.
So we found out earlier this year that the kids were going to do a prank of a sit-in. So everybody, all the kids were going to get out of their seats and sit on the floor.
Okay.
Because middle schoolers for some reason think that's hilarious.
What are they protesting? What are they protesting?
Yeah. They just thought it was funny. Like it was going to be a prank. So. Oh, our admin, they found out about it and they sent out an email and they said, hey, in order to squash this, all you teachers do it a minute before they're supposed to.
That's
so it makes
funny.
It so uncool
yeah.
that they're no longer going to do it. So all the teachers did it and it was so uncool after that.
If there's anything like that that annoys you, just like you start doing it, then they will immediately stop.
It's not cool anymore.
Not cool.
We had
the teacher did it. We're done.
Before Labor Day. So Labor Day Monday. Thursday, we stay after school, and we do this thing where, like, this was at the private school I was at. Summer is a academic summer camp, so I worked year-round. And so it was really fun. We had, a legit zoo come into the school. We had, it was just every week was a different thing. It was super fun. But then, you know, you stay Thursday, and you would reset up your classroom for the school year. And then Friday, we would come in for just the morning, and then we would go home. We had a half day. We got Monday off. Everyone looked forward to it. But what we got to do is once the kids left, they would cater dinner and we could drink. Like they would bring like alcohol. Mm-hmm. And so we do that in the evening. And then the next day, because no kids are there, we would have like mimosas and Bloody Marys and brunch. And it was my first year doing this. And so I come in and it's like 8 o'clock when we go in. And by 9:30, I had a couple mimosas. I'm warm. I was feeling warm. And they were like, Tal, what are you doing? And I'm in my room because there was like a section where we all went. I'm like, what? And they're like, Tal, the kids come for a half day today. And I was like, I'm like getting ready to sob. And they let it go for a little too long. I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get fired. And they're just like, no, we're joking. You get to leave at 12.
Spiral.
I was like, that's oh my God.
So
I have to be honest with you guys. I drank. Like, I have like a mimosa in hand. I drink it right now.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So some admin stuff, I mean, that got me. That I was like, okay.
You know what was super mean? Okay. So did you guys have to take like standardized tests to get your teaching license and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at the testing center in my local college that I went to, I went in to take the test and it was the one that like it literally gives you your score and whether you passed or failed the moment you're finished. Mm-hmm. And it prints it out onto the printer upside down.
Yes.
And they usually let you pick it up to look at it. Well, the lady who ran the testing center was like, I was walking out of the room and I was like a nervous wreck because I am a bad test taker.
Yeah.
I have horrible test anxiety. And she picks up the paper and she goes, oh, honey.
No.
And like that calming, disappointment voice.
The God bless your heart moment.
Yeah. And she goes, oh. And I like the little like, and I'm like, what? And I'm like about
I'm gonna
to cry.
Throw up.
And she goes, you passed. And I was like,
that's not cool.
I think that's their favorite thing to do.
And I literally think my body went into shock. I was like,
it's the longest test.
I will leave now.
Like, I would have lost it.
So mad.
I would have lost it.
I'm shocked that you got to. Ours was you keep taking it, and then once you get enough pass or enough fails, it just shuts off.
No, that's like the driver's ed test.
No.
Like
I feel
for
that.
For your permit.
Yeah, I feel that when I took it at 12 in South Dakota. Just kidding. No, it was 14.
No. And we have to, because we have to fill
like
you in on this.
Maybe riding cows.
No.
At 12.
This is something we legit figured out a few episodes ago. You can drive at what age?
14.
14.
Yeah, it's wild. There's literally
South
eighth
Dakota
graders.
South Dakota is a wild, wild.
It's the wild west, baby. It's awesome.
So I grew up like in Michigan, and in Michigan I think it was 15.
But for a permit.
You could get your permit at 15.
And then 16 was your license.
Yes.
But
at 14.
At 14, you would get your permit.
Maybe letting
preteens
drive.
And then a couple
drive.
Months later, you would get your restricted, so you could be 14 and be driving by yourself between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m.
I'd be like, no, you can have your restricted license. You can drive between the hours
roads.
Of 3 and 6. That's it.
3. You can drive. Right? I was like, you can drive around your block. Like, I can.
Okay, well, my very first experience in driver's ed, he literally took us downtown Detroit, like on the freeway, like on 75 at rush hour.
No.
Like, oh, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh no,
you.
That is a bad prank.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't a prank. That was real life.
No.
Hey, Lauren. Lauren, I got a question for
scary.
You.
Yeah.
What are things students do that you just don't get?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. It's so strange that you would ask me that, but
this is like one of my favorite things we do. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Such a smooth transition there.
This is something I know you can relate to 100%. I don't know if this happens to you guys. When they come up to ask you a question during like group work and wait until they're right in your face and sneeze all over you without covering their mouth.
My gosh. It's the biggest pet peeve of mine. It's like, I don't need it to rain on me right now. This is not an Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga song.
No, I'm Lady Gaga.
No, it's disgusting.
No, I literally gag. I'm like, because I'm like, you just sneeze down back my on throat. Them?
No, it's a projectile sneeze.
I've never had that. I have never had kids.
Because they'll say it so, they'll be like, oh, sorry. Because they really didn't mean to. But like, they're 10 and like, you know, you feel bad. Yeah. But you're also like, okay, why don't you take a step back?
Yeah.
I've had kids like spit when they're talking.
Mm. That too.
But I'm like, I don't know how to react because I'm like, I don't want to embarrass them. So I'm just standing there like taking back. It. And then I wait until they're gone.
Sometimes I do that.
I will physically move myself.
On the plane yesterday, I was talking. And then the dude, like, he gave one of these, like a wipe across the eye. I'm like, did I just spit on this dude?
Did you?
I don't think so. So he actually did it like twice. So he did it again. I'm like, he's just itchy.
He was just guys covered in gape spit.
Like, I'm telling you, elementary school kids do not have any sense of a personal space bubble.
Now they do
and they
schoolers.
Will get, no, but I mean, like they
yeah,
will
just
get
elementary's worse,
right, right up on you. So like, I'll be like, I have my desk up against the wall. And then I took my like guided reading table and I pulled it up the opposite way of my desk. So I'm taking up the least amount of space in the room. And I sit back there when they're working or whatever. And like, they know they're not supposed to go behind my desk, but like, do they listen?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. So like, they will constantly like bring something up for me to answer a question about. They'll set it down on my desk and they'll be like, hold on, I'm gonna move away from the mic for a minute. So Mrs. Woolley, I'm gonna need you to take two steps backwards. Yeah.
It's the closeness of, and you're a mom, you'll know, it's like when you can smell they're sick, like we can smell their breath and know they're sick. The kids, when you can feel their hot breath, be like, Mr. Wilwams, I don't feel very good. Or my favorite is, I threw up. I'm like, I know.
I threw up. They didn't throw up. They threw up.
They flew up. Bobby, we smell.
So the one thing I cannot handle like in life is throw up. And that was probably one of the hardest things about being a parent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, I had a student ask to go to the bathroom. They weren't feeling well. And I'm like, you know, sure, go ahead. I guess she didn't like hear me. And she's like raising her hand, literally like shows me the throw up like in her mouth. And I'm like, yes, go. And then she did on the carpet. And I'm like, I see you throw up. Like I'm
so
gagging.
I'm so upset.
And I'm calling
that.
Like the custodians. I'm like, I'm sorry. But, I really need you to kind of clean it up. And then of course, trying to retell the story to my husband that night. I'm like, oh God, I'm so gross. I was like,
the trauma stuck in my nose.
There was a TikTok I just saw this week. It was like a mom and a dad, and the mom, it was like one of their cams in their house. Their daughter, like she was feeding their daughter, she picks her up out of the high chair and she had a blowout, and the mom was like, she started gagging, like audibly gagging, and then the dad's like upstairs and the mom's like, can you come help me please? And then the dad goes, well, stop doing that. Stop gagging. And he walks up next to the baby. He's like, and starts doing it worse than the mom.
Oh.
And she's like, oh, yeah? Stop?
Yeah. It's just that easy.
But I'm like, that's exactly how that goes. Throw up. Yeah.
It's weird. It's like after teaching pre-K, like I feel like maybe as a mom too, you get like desensitized. So like,
No, you never do.
For the throw up, I got over pretty fast. The poop, all of that, it's still snot. It's the sneezing.
That's
when you
what
said,
my
I'm
mom
like,
says. She's a nurse and she's like, I don't do mucus.
Yep.
Like, that's the one thing I can't do.
Can't do mucus?
No, she can't. Like, that's her thing. I don't know.
When kids come up to me and it's cold outside. I'm like, ooh. Like, go get one of those tissue Kleenexes.
Yeah, you'll see, like, they're like, boogers and mucus, like, caking the inside of their nostrils.
Oh, I hate that.
And
yuck.
They'll just be like, Mrs. Woolley. So I'm like, please go blow your nose, and then you can come talk to me again. Like,
the worst thing is killing bugs. Like,
really?
We get really big bugs in Florida.
Like, you guys do have big bugs.
Right? I know, that's right.
And there was this one time we had, like, this, I don't know what it was. Like, we call them palmetto bugs
they're
because we're
cockroaches.
Fancy, but they're flying cockroaches.
What?
And I was, like, in my room, and I'm, like, trying to get it out, and I finally, like, hit it with a broom or something. Ooh. I'm like, okay, like, you know, I'm going to be real dramatic and like smash it on the floor. The minute I smash it and I like hear it and see the guts, yeah, I'm immediately like gagging again.
Oh, no.
And like, I had just opened the door for like class to start. So I'm opening the door and they're like, you okay? I'm like, yeah.
I'm fine. Like wiping
my eyes. Nah, my kid, the other day we had like, we used like a balance in math. So he was like grabbing it because he had to clean up the weights inside of it. And he moves all the weights. He goes, there's a stink bug in here and it's dead. And I was like, okay. And he goes, don't worry, I'll get it. And like picks it up and throws it away with his bare hand. And I was like, hand sanitize, please.
Kids will do that. Wash, lizard.
Like, thank you. Thank you for doing that. But go hand sanitize.
We'll just pick up the lizard right now. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yes, no.
You do you, boo.
Okay, so this one I definitely always have. Like, you have that moment in teaching where you put your all into a lesson. You've just given 1,000%. Mm-hmm. You sounded like impactful AF.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, so great job, guys. Did anyone have any questions? And someone raises their hand and says, can I go to the bathroom?
Oh.
Yeah.
Always.
That's deflated. Irritating.
Yeah, and you just deflate.
Or really, like, wow, just make thanks. A really cool t-shirt, like hashtag.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Can I go to the bathroom?
No, inspirational AF or whatever you said.
Inspirational AF.
In the back, can I go to the bathroom?
Can I go to the bathroom?
I'm going full up.
Put that on your Etsy shop.
Oh my gosh. My students aren't usually like, can I go to the bathroom? But I know like when you're working hard on projects, I specifically remember doing, we usually did like, themes around the world during holidays. And so anything that you celebrated, whether it's secular Christmas, non-secular Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, anything, everyone learned about it. Like a parent would come in and read a book. The classroom loved it. One year though, we had a child who was Jehovah's Witness. And I was like, no, I'm going to get creative. If you know, we'll do it differently this year. We'll learn about snow and reindeer and trees and stuff like that. So I came up with this project where the kids, have you seen like ice skating on paper plates?
Yeah.
On carpet. So I'm like, we're going to design the top of it and we're going to do all this stuff and we're going to ice skate to like Let It Go. And I picked up like 6 different songs.
Fun.
They lasted maybe one song, started ripping them up. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't know what to do for the next 15 minutes. And done. They didn't want to do it. It wasn't fun anymore. And I was like, that's fine.
That's
and it's
fine.
Heartbreaking when you're sitting there. Like, I'm amazing. No.
Anytime I give them the opportunity to do some kind of craft, that's always how it goes. Because I'm like, they're going to get to decorate it. They're going to get to color. And they're going to love it. And then I'm like, okay, guys. And then you get to color it. And they're like, ugh.
Coloring's for babies.
I know. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm like,
color.
I could have you write a five paragraph essay right now. Yeah. Color.
My kids will rage if I pull out crayons.
Oh my God.
Really?
Oh yeah. But like, we're not in elementary school. So I have colored pencils and I have Sharpies.
Right.
They will do Sharpies.
I love crayons. Like, you outline that stuff with a marker and then color it in with crayon. It looks so
fancy.
Fresh.
Speaking of looking fresh, makes me think about something.
What does it make you think about, Gabe?
Makes me think about products.
What kind
makes
of products?
Makes me think of products in school.
They're seamless.
Are they garbage or are they good? With Gabe.
With
that's
Gabe.
Me. You know what product I'm thinking about, Del?
I honestly have no idea what product you're thinking of.
Vic, zoom in on me, brother. So,
the producers are about ready to pee their pants. They're going to throw up.
You know what product I'm thinking about?
What product? Do you want to give us a clue, see if we can guess it?
What product?
No.
Can you tell we went to bed at 4 a.m?
Right here. You know what product I'm thinking about? The holy grail of utensils. Is it good? Is it garbage? I don't know. You know what I think? I think it's good.
What
it's the
it?
Ultimate holy grail in grating. You take off the cap. Smell it. Smells delicious. It's got all kinds of different colors.
This is not where I thought he was going.
Reminds me of one of my favorite wrestlers ever.
I knew he was going to
Ric Flair.
You're talking about Flair pens, aren't
you? Okay, hold on.
Ric Flair. Woo! Flair pens. I love Flair pens, dude.
I thought you were going to say sporks. Because you said utensils. No, it was before you said you smell it. Like you said utensils.
Yeah, utensils.
And I was like, oh, like it's the dual utensil sports.
No.
Flair pens.
A flair pen.
All right, listen,
like
listen to this
utensil.
One. All right, so flair pens. I love flair pens. This is a good product. You want to know why it's a good product? Because it writes in such a crisp way. It makes my handwriting make me look less serial killer. It's my favorite thing to write with.
What's your favorite color to write with a flair pen? Blood red.
Blood red. Blood.
No, I'd probably say green. I like the color green of the flare pen. So it's like a crisp green.
Do you grade with green?
Like the lime green?
No. Like a green.
Like the evergreen.
Like a
grass green. Kelly
like
green.
Like a grass green.
Lime, yeah.
Like,
or Kelly yeah. green.
Who's Kelly? Kelly green?
Kelly green is like a bright Christmas
it's a
green.
Color.
Yeah.
That's a color?
Yeah. Yes. Kelly green.
I'm colorblind. I knew it was a color. I love flare
I'm
pens.
Just an idiot. I don't know.
It's
the color.
Named after Emerald, Kelly Clarkson right? because it's her favorite color.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
It does.
She said break away.
So but, I like the green one.
But it leaks through.
No.
Y'all, no.
No.
I have never had a flare pen that did not leak. I'm not saying all the way, but you flip it over and you can see.
Hun, you're pressing too hard.
It depends on the paper.
What kind of paper are you using?
Thick paper.
I want to know, what weight is your computer paper? Because that's part of why it's jamming up.
Magazines. We already talked
yeah,
about
that's it. Yeah, that's right. It's the magazines.
It's the magazines.
Listen, I want to apologize in advance for my laugh. I literally can't control how cackly it is today. And it's unhinged.
Well, it's always like that.
No, but like.
Just kidding.
No, it is, but today especially.
I could add you to my file of teachers who are secretly witches.
It's me. Ooh. Trying to cackle. I'm the witch.
We're all like teacher tired at this point. It's
I
like the
so.
Point in the year where it is teacher tired.
It's every man for himself.
It's every man for himself. Every man, woman, child, guinea pig for themselves. It is just.
You got to get to the spring break if you have it. And then you're golden.
You just got to get there. I got to get there.
I want to so badly call your school and be like, can you go get Gabe's flare pens and take a blow dryer to the tip of them and just dry them all out.
See, but like, that's the best part. You can leave the cap off for so long and they won't dry out.
Am I using the wrong flare pen?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
You've got the off-brand flare
Listen,
pens.
Listen, no, but my favorite, because, okay, tell me if you agree. There are two different kinds of flare pens. Yes, like, they're all the same kind. But some of the flare pens you use and they, like, the tip softens and so it's fatter. And then sometimes
that's a fat pen.
And then sometimes it doesn't, and it's like
they stay sharp.
And it's not as fun to write with, and it stays sharp.
That maybe that's what I'm thinking of because the
I
ones
like
I stay
ones
sharp
when
and
they
it dries out.
Up. I like them like that.
I don't, y'all. Maybe pre-Kers teachers don't get to use flare pens, but
woo,
Ryan flare pen.
I'm questioning who I am right now.
You said green, though. And you know why I love that you said green?
Why?
Because we've had this debate so many times, and you're a science teacher, and science
is green.
It's
What's
green.
Math?
Red, because it's evil.
White. Blue.
White.
Math
no.
is blue.
No.
Math
okay, wait,
is
hold on, hold on. Before we start throwing out colors, what colors are available? So we know we have red, a
Roy
blue,
G-Biv.
A green.
Roy G-Biv.
I agree on green being science.
Okay, we'll go through this. I'm going to say English.
Blue.
Red.
Purple.
I feel like it's yellow because like books.
It's blue.
Are like
mine's red because red reminds me of books and apple and like the first thing I think of when I think of school is reading.
No,
red.
Reading is purple.
Yeah.
Okay. Math.
I mean, math
white.
To me it's
blue.
Red.
Blue.
It's red. It's
white.
Evil.
Least intimidating color. Math is intimidating.
I'm sorry, math teachers.
Math is blue.
Which yours?
I was really bad at math. I think it's red because red is just like a scary color.
See,
and, like math.
I was
so
bad
scary
at math
to
too, but that's why I make it blue. But I make it like a light, cute blue.
Oh,
so
it,
it's
like happy.
I make it fun.
Science green.
Green.
Green. Yeah.
Okay.
Social studies.
Yellow.
Red.
Yellow or orange?
Red.
Yellow, orange.
Yes.
Orange.
Are there other subjects? PE? I think PE was...
Who had a PE folder?
We used to have to do journals.
We had to. We had to
not
do...
Not high.
You had to... Whatever unit you were on, we had to learn. Like, I know how to keep track on paper of a baseball game. Like, that was our unit.
Huh.
Oh, no.
Like, in football and all that stuff, we had to like, write down. Like, I actually knew the rules
cool.
of football at one point.
Every Friday, we would have to do, like, a journal entry, and it could be whatever we wanted. And I definitely, I had a love-hate relationship with my PE teacher. He had coached my cousins a few years before on the football team, and so I think he had an idea of who I was before he even met me, and I'm like, no, like, I'm a good kid. So we had a very, like, interesting relationship, and so this is... When have you ever seen 10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm class of 2004. So it was like, you know, around that time.
Yeah.
And I was really mad at him for making me do the journal. So I did 10 Things I Hate About. His name was Mr. Ratliff. About Mr. Ratliff. But they were nice
That's
things.
That's
angsty.
Oh,
they were
love
nice
it.
Things.
It's very Julia Stiles.
So I still have it, actually.
Speaking of nice things, you guys want to play a game?
Yes.
I like playing.
Do you guys want to lie to each other?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I love lying to my friends.
It's the game.
Okay, so the game we're going to play today is called Fool Me Twice. And the reason that we're calling it that is because each of us had to come up with three things, whether they were true or false about ourselves. And everyone else, whose turn it is not, is going to decide whether or not that person is telling the truth with a thumbs up, or if they're lying, they're going to show a thumbs down. And then if that person was lying, the person who, like,
yeah,
you know, got the lie would be right. If the person was telling the truth, the person who said it was the true would be right.
Yeah.
So if you get it wrong, you were fooled once.
Yeah.
If you get fooled twice, you're out.
You're out.
You get punched in the face.
Yeah.
If you get fooled twice, Gabe will punch you in the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a flare pen.
You're tall, but like my husband's as tall as you. So just warning you.
He'll fight me.
All right. Who wants to go first?
You.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I want to go first.
So give us one.
Okay. Is this statement true or false? I have 6 tattoos. That's not true. I got one tattoo, and it's a tramp stamp. It's awesome.
You have a tramp stamp?
No, I'm kidding.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, my God. I got so excited for a minute. I was like, Gabe has tattoos?
No, I don't have any.
So we were right.
Yeah, we were right.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance.
I know. He, like, jumped on. He was very nervous.
So you're automatically right.
Okay, it's your. We go one at a time.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
All right, your turn. I had detention 3 times in the first grade.
I'm going with that's false.
It was true.
Ooh.
What did you do? I was fooled once.
Once I put glue in another kid's book and shut it.
That's funny.
Another time I stood on a table. I don't know why.
Very captain, my captain.
Okay. Very dead poet society. Yeah. The last one was we were having like quiet time, and I was not being quiet. Like I thought, I don't know how to whisper. And so she gave me a note home, and I thought I'd be cool, and I like ripped it up and threw it in the garbage in front of my bestie. Well, my bestie told on me. So then the next day, I got a detention paper, and she goes, try throwing this away.
Oh, she got you.
Your bestie is not your bestie.
How could they give a first grader detention?
It was the 90s, man. I was gonna say,
the 90s were wild. Like,
what 90s were wild.
What was first grade detention, though? Like, what would you do?
I just stayed after school for an hour.
I had to come in before school and, like, help. Yeah, I had to help take the chairs down and then just, like, sit and think about my choices.
We just stayed after you. With
the
our
ultimate
chairs.
Punishment.
All right.
Sit and think of my actions. Oh, no.
Me? Quiet time? I didn't learn to read until I was in second grade.
I want to say that's true because you're dyslexic.
I don't know if you...
Wait.
I think it might be true.
Yeah, I did not learn to read until I was in second grade.
What?
Okay, yeah. I didn't get full twice.
How did you get through kindergarten and first grade?
I think at the time they were developing the No Child Left Behind thing. But when I was in... You don't do a lot... I remember there were wall words is what we called them. And they were like one or two other words. I am... two and stuff like that. And I don't think I got many of those. They kind of just let me go to, you know, from first to second. And in second grade, I really, really struggled. So I had to do summer school. And then I remember reading the Little Bear books and bawling because I couldn't read them. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. But I was dyslexic. And then I also had really, really bad earaches. And so I would be out of school a lot. So I didn't learn to read until I was in like third grade. Everyone had 30 spelling words. I had 4.
Can't read, can't hear.
Can't read, can't hear.
Is that Helen Keller over there?
I can't do anything. I can't do nothing. Yeah.
Okay. Mine was that I was student council president in the 10th grade.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. You were too specific about the grade.
I fooled you guys. I was not. I actually ran for... It was school spirit officer.
Oh,
what does
but
that mean?
It was fun. Like the person who, like, there was like a council of people. So it was like there was a class president, there was vice president, treasurer, secretary, and then spirit officer. The spirit officer was kind of like a made up title, and you kind of just like went to the meetings and were a part of being an officer and kind of decorated the school and stuff. Like, you were kind of like school culture, kind of for the students. So we did that. And then I was the spirit officer 9th grade through 11th grade. And
did you get
a
badge because you're an officer?
No.
A sash, right?
Yeah, a sash. No. I ran my senior year, and then another girl ran against me and won my senior year.
Wow.
I was like,
wow.
Well,
you were so bad at your not real job. They voted you out of office. That's tough.
Hey, I was reelected 3 years running, though.
There you go. All right, mine. Is this true or false? I used to count cards as my source of income in college. I actually did that. Yeah.
That's
so
illegal.
It's not illegal.
That's so illegal.
When living up in.
Or is it only illegal if you get caught?
Only. It depends. It depends. So living up in Fargo, North Dakota, you know, a lot of casinos. And we would, we had blackjack at every like bar in town. So my roommates and I, we all learned how to count cards. And my number one source of income in college was playing blackjack. And I learned how to count cards. It was
what
awesome.
What a job.
What a job.
Rain
Man.
Did
that increase my statistical advantage? Barely. But it was kind of cool to say I was able to count cards for a little bit.
Wow. For a living.
For a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably all-time profited like $12 off of playing blackjack.
You're really a single mom who works two jobs.
She works too hard. Loves her kids, though.
Never stops. She never does. Give us your next line.
I had a lot of jobs before I became a teacher, and one of my jobs was I was a wedding planner.
Ooh. Oh, that's a fun job.
I hope so.
I feel like that's something you do.
I was just like, oh, that's a fun job. No, it's true.
I hope that's true.
It's okay. True?
I like that.
That's awesome.
That's fun. In Michigan or Florida?
In Florida, but okay. I was told not to call it wedding planner. I was an event coordinator. Yeah. So it was, there were weddings, but it was mostly,
100%
it was mostly
that.
Like golf tournaments and charity events and things like that. But
I can't
that's why
imagine.
My classroom is like, I'm into the decorating. That's still that part of me. You can't take that away.
You can't.
Me too.
Take the wedding out of the planner, but can't take the planner out of the...
Yeah. I used to take over all the school dances. What?
Words are hard.
Tell us up. All right, here we go.
I was in speech therapy until I was in eighth grade.
I'm going to go with that. I'm going to say false. I feel like you were at some point, but not to eighth grade.
You haven't gotten rid of your current speech impediment, so right. I'm going to go with false.
I was in speech therapy until I was in eighth grade.
Really?
No, I was fooled twice.
Yes. So specific.
I kind of gave you guys the sprinkle of it because I had such bad ear infection when I was little.
Yeah.
I was real behind. I don't think I learned to talk until I was like three or four because the ear infections like did stuff with my stuff. So I wooed the co-ed. And like I could not. And so I got to like sixth grade and I was still in speech. And they're like, we're going to teach you how to like fake an accent and try to go from that perspective. So now if I get really worked up or upset, I forget to do it. And I'll be like, I just woo wee sad. Why now? And it gets so bad. And it's really embarrassing because it's always happened. I'm very emotional. I'm like, oh no.
Also, I made a joke that I said no because of your current speech impediment. You don't actually have a speech impediment. That was a joke.
He's like, I know that the comment section will come after me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
When I was when I was in college, I had joined like the newspaper and the marketing director was introducing himself and he had a speech impediment. And this girl next to me, who I did not even know, was like, oh my God, your accent's so cute. I literally hit her and I was like, he has a speech impediment. Like, what is wrong with you?
Oh, why would you know that?
She thought he had like an accent. I'm like,
he's so
exotic.
Wow. I wonder if people just thought I had an accent for years. Oh my gosh.
All right, Lauren, what you got for us? Yeah,
all right. So my sophomore year of high school, I got dumped at homecoming.
Believable.
I'm hoping it's not. That makes me so sad.
Oh. I actually broke up with the dude before homecoming.
Oh.
I think I'm winning.
Nice.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I was bad like with the dating game. I could not hold down a boyfriend for a while.
You wanted her, the sixth grade guy who broke up with you again.
Yeah, like, it was my revenge. It was my revenge day.
Yeah.
My revenge day.
Circle that on the calendar.
Yeah, no, it was because I was like, I was dating this kid who was literally a month younger than I was. And I was like, I don't want to date a younger man. And I broke up with him.
You're so mature.
I was like, wow. That's so stupid. As I think of it now, I'm like,
cringe.
You're dumb. But like, yep, that's what
it
I did.
It mattered at the time.
Yeah, but I broke up with him. Like, we were supposed to, we had it planned and everything. Like, broke up with him the week before homecoming. And we still went together. I had to convince him to go with me still. But I was just like, I just don't think we should date anymore. But we can still go to the dance together.
Oh.
And then we went to the dance. And after the dance, like, everyone usually went out to dinner or something. So we're all about to get in the limo to go to dinner. And he's like, yeah, I just called my mom and she's going to come get me. And I was like, okay, so you're not coming to dinner with us? And he's like, no. I'm like, all right, bye. And then we all went to dinner and everyone had their dates and it was just me.
Oh.
She took out her
But
phone.
It was like, kind of like I did it to myself. So.
Yeah, I don't really feel bad for you
anymore. Yeah, you know what?
No, I don't feel bad for her.
I don't feel bad for that girl.
Oh, I love it. But everybody, thank you for tuning into this week's episode of the Teachers Off Duty podcast. I hope that none of your students try to give you an April Fool's Day prank.
Yes.
I hope honestly, all of your students give you an April Fool's Day
I was kind of worried during this. I thought, they keep having secret meetings without me, and I thought there was going to be a prank that was on me during the episode.
There is a prank and on I, you, but oh, it's a nice
you.
One.
It's a nice prank, but we, nice, yeah. we got you. Oh, we got something so good. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys will have to check out some, I'm sure it'll be somewhere on our Teachers Off Duty YouTube.
Yeah.
And also on my YouTube channel. So check it out at some point. You'll see. Yeah.
He's so nervous.
He is. I would be too.
Yeah. We're going to shave his
head. A lot of people are scared here.
I'm just kidding. I don't mean that.
I should probably get out of here.
Yeah. You should too.
Bye, everybody.
See you next week. Killer notes in your room.